You are listening to Vanguard Unpacked, a podcast produced by Vanguard Preparatory School in Dallas, Texas. Our purpose is to provide parents and caregivers with tools and strategies to strengthen relationships with their children and each other. Vanguard is a proud member of the Mensa Education Group.
I'm Patty Pickering, the head of school, and I'm here with Becky Hodnett, the director of
I'm actually the principal today.
See, I knew I was doing something wrong.
It's all good.
I'm trying to settle in here. The principal of admissions and clinical services and the director of family services, Kevin Goodnight. So welcome back, guys.
Here we are.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I think today we're going to talk about consequences. We touched on this a little bit in the last podcast and decided, we should probably go into that a little bit more. So, Mr. Goodnight, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, let's jump in. So, consequences. Everyone wants to know about consequences. What are they? How do you do them? What's the purpose behind them? And so, what we want to do is let's just set the stage for what consequences are. Just basically, consequences are the things that we put in place to make boundaries be clear. And so when you come up against a boundary, there's always a consequence there. Some of the consequences we like and some of them we don't like, right? But consequences tend to make boundaries clear. And so if we have a consequence around not following a rule at the house, the way that you know you've crossed that boundary is a consequence kicks in. And so that's kind of the basic thing about consequences. And I think we don't do a really good job always of defining those for our kiddos in our house. We just set these expectations and they're kind of unknown and the kids don't know what's going to happen. And so what kids love to do, they like to test boundaries. And so you hear a lot of talk about natural consequences and stuff like that. And so what we want to do today is let's define what consequences are as far as like natural and logical consequences. So A, we know that consequences need to be consistent or they do not work. And so, what is that word, Becky? Intermittent.
Okay.
Intermittent reinforcement is the strongest reinforcer on the planet.
It's like a slot machine.
It is a slot machine. So think about gambling. So you pull the arm on the slot machine. Sometimes you win and sometimes you don't. But there's always a chance that it's going to work. So we keep putting more money in because this may be the time that it really does work. Because in the past, it has worked at least one time. And so this is the thing that plays out in homes all across America. And it certainly plays out in my home. Mm-hmm. Because I can set a boundary and a consequence with that boundary, but it takes work for me to actually follow through with that consequence. And sometimes I'm tired and I've had a long day at work and I just forget about it. I can't do this right now. And so what that does is teaches that sometimes the consequence is there and sometimes it's not. Who knows? And so what our kids learn is that I can cross a boundary, a consequence may or may not happen, but there's no teaching of do this behavior, this consequence is going to happen every time. Right? And
So I'm playing that out as you're talking. It would be better not to have it at all.
Right.
Than to have it and only intermittently enforce it because it's that.
Correct.
Like the gambling example. If the kid knows that I can wear dad or mom down and actually get to do it.
It may or may not work. And so what we talk about is that we can actually create these big monsters in our house because sometimes we follow through with it and sometimes we don't. And so what the kids learn is that maybe if I just amp my behavior up one more notch, this thing is going to work and I'm not going to get a consequence. And so.
Okay. So in my, I need 10 more minutes of screen time.
You always use the screen time example.
Whole nother topic that we can talk about. But screen time.
Yeah.
And so my kiddo asks, 40 times and 40 times I say, no, the rule, it goes off at XYZ. This is what happens. But one time I go, Okay.
10 more minutes.
Yep, 10 more minutes. Well, what's going to happen? is that I'm going to get that question a lot more.
That's
because
right.
he figured out, oh, well, if I ask and keep asking and keep asking and wear her down.
Or if mom's tired.
If mom's tired, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Or it really has been a good day, right? But I know in my house that screen time and extra screen time is particularly an area that needs to have good, solid boundary
and
around it
boundaries.
And consistency, mm-hmm. right? Because otherwise, the Becky slot machine is going to get played, and every once in a while, they're going to win.
That's right.
Right? They're going to win.
And they're master negotiators.
Masters.
They're like little attorneys, and so what they'll do is say things like, okay, well, can I just have 5 minutes and not 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And that sounds reasonable, right?
It does.
And so it's like, yes, 5 minutes, just and but then turn it off. Promise you'll turn it off in 5 minutes, and they may or may not do that. And so, what we learn is that we have there's natural consequences, and then there's logical consequences. And so, let's define those. A natural consequence is I stay up all night long playing video games, and the next day at school, I am dead dog tired. I can't keep my eyes open. I feel kind of sick at my stomach. I'm real irritable. I just feel awful. That's a natural consequence of my behavior. And we love those because those are really strong teachers. Logical consequences are if you stay up all night long playing your video game, the next day your video game is gone. And it may be gone for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just a logical consequence of not following the rules of video games, right? And so we love for natural consequences to kick in where they can because those are great teachers, but our kids don't always listen to those, and I don't either.
Right.
And so sometimes I have to have logical consequences kick in for me in order for me to teach or to learn a behavior.
And you wouldn't want to – I know sometimes like if a kid does something and it just infuriates me and maybe – not only do I want to take, let's use your example, not only do you not get your electronics for the next 3 days, but that trip you were going to go on with your friends this weekend,
yes.
that's gone as well. And I'm having a really big reaction to this.
Mm-hmm.
That's not logical.
That
right?
is not logical.
You can't just throw in everything and pile on
right.
because this particular thing happened
the,
to...
The time's got to fit the crime.
Yeah.
That's right. And so
right.
with logical consequences, I'm glad you brought that up because it's really important that if we can set these things up front, like we've identified that screen time is a problem, right? And logical consequences are not really teaching. It's not really making any movement with the behavior. So we come up with some alternatives, some logical consequences and consequences. So we need to sit down and go, all right, Grant, here's the deal. You're staying up all night playing whatever the video game is, right? And it's kind of messing with your day at school, but that doesn't seem to change you wanting to play these video games. So here's what's going to happen next time. If this happens, your video games are going to go away for 3 days. And so now they're aware of that, right? And so whenever it happens again, because we know it's going to happen again, then my emotions are taken out of it. It's already a set deal. Now, as a parent, I have to honor that boundary just like I'm expecting my child to honor that boundary, which means I can't jump out there and go, and you're not going to have your phone for the next week, mm-hmm. and you're not going to that birthday party this weekend because I told you and you didn't follow my directions, I'm done. We have to also follow the boundaries in order for this thing to work.
Right, right. And I love what you were saying about lining it out ahead of time
mm-hmm.
and not just springing it on them. Well, you stayed up, so here we go. And it's new information. It's easier, I think, to process if you've heard it before.
And what we've done in classrooms, and I've also done this at my own home, is that I'll sit down and have a conversation about a behavior that's happening, and this behavior needs to change, and that's clear. What do you think the consequence should be? We used to do that in our classrooms,
man.
Right? We would have the consequence in the reward bag,
they
and let
would,
me
mm-hmm.
jump
so,
in there.
Well, the whole – so you
tell
just
us what
up,
they do.
You just brought up the random reinforcement stuff, too, but – if you put the onus back on them, right? Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to teach, whether it's at home or school, is that the choices you make, they're your behavior, right? And these, mm-hmm. so you've made the choice. And if there's a consequence, well, your actions chose that. But to make them responsible for coming up with the consequence, oftentimes the consequence that they develop or come up with is 10 times worse than what we would come up with or suggest. Take away this and in the room for that. And I mean, just all that they, now I'm thinking about in my home when I've done that with my children and they hated that. Oh man, they would be like, can you please tell me how long am I grounded? How long am I? Yeah. But it's character building for them to reflect, mm-hmm. because what they're doing, what you provide them is the opportunity to look at the logical consequence, mm-hmm. to tie in what makes sense, you know, what was affected or how can I shape this myself? If it's, mm-hmm. I'm not getting sleep because of screen times or I'm abusing it because it's in my room or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I can't be on my computer in my room anymore. Yeah. That sounds reasonable. Thanks. That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all talk about, okay. So when we get families here and we realize maybe that there haven't been appropriate boundaries in place, and or maybe there's been some intermittent reinforcement because I'm tired, mm, right. or I'm, you know, and our families start to learn this, and you go and they go home and they're like, okay, I'm going to put in some clear boundaries and some clear consequences. What happens? And I know the answer to this, but I want you to talk about it.
Yeah.
What happens when there hasn't been that, and then all of a sudden you put that in place? What do you see kids do?
Yeah, and so let's set this up. So we want it. Let's go through the whole process. So there's not been good boundaries. There's been intermittent reinforcement. Now we're ready to do boundaries, right? We weren't ready to put consequences in place. So we all meet, and we say, all right, this is the behavior, the screens. We're going to really dial this back. If you stay up all night, this is the logical consequence that's going to happen. And so we all get on the same page. And another thing we want to throw in here is, what do we want to teach? What are we trying to teach with this? So we're going to throw that in there too. And we're going to teach, we want you to learn how to manage your own time on these screens. So we're going to put that in place and everybody's going to be going thumbs up. Even the kid, they're like, yes, this is going to work. It's all going to be beautiful. And so they go home, and tonight we have what we call a behavior burst. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it blows up like a volcano. Mm-hmm. And we get a call the next morning that goes, this is not working. We had the biggest fight we've ever had. We've never seen anything go like this before. And that's the sure sign that it is working. You are doing the right thing when you see this great big burst of behavior. It's extremely unpleasant and it's counterintuitive in that it looks like it's not working. But when you see that burst of behavior, you know you're on the right path. And so the job again is to be consistent and stick with it.
Mm-hmm. And stay, you know, I've heard it called would you please pass the potatoes voice at the dinner table. You're not, as a parent, you're not charged. You don't ramp up with your child. You stay very calm. You use validation, which we've talked about on the first podcast, but you know, I see that you're really angry, you know, mm-hmm. what are you angry? You know, just talk, validate, but stay calm yourself and ride it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very important. And so we talk about, like, we have to literally take off the parent hat, because that's typically a very emotional kind of a thing that we all walk around with, myself included. And I have to put on my science hat. That's what I like to call it. Because in the behavior sciences, in the science world of behavior, we know that consistency will cause behavior change. And so because we are the adults, we are the ones that have to kind of toe that line in the beginning. And that they're going to test the boundaries. It's what they do. And so if we just logically, scientifically know that, okay, I'm going to put this boundary in place, they're going to run up and hit this fence real hard, and they're not just going to do it once, they're going to do it a few times.
They're going to test it.
They're going to test it, and there's mm-hmm. going to be big behavior. I'm going to expect that. And so when it happens, I'm not really surprised. But I'm going to see that start to dial back if I will hold firm with that boundary. There's a really interesting study, Becky, you know about this. Patty, I'm sure you do too. It's called the Playground Study.
Mm-hmm.
And so real quick, what happens in the playground study is they take a group of first graders and they throw this, I think there's like 20 kids in this playground, in the middle of the playground, and there's no fence around the playground. It's wide open. What they notice is that the kids all cluster. They all stay right there in the center of the playground. And then the next half of the study is they put a clear fence boundary around this playground. And what they notice is that the kids disperse. They go all over. They go right up to the fence. Some of the kids actually climb on the fence, and they're testing it out. But what happens in that environment is security has been created because there's a very clear, distinct boundary.
Right.
That the kids can see. And so they feel secure being on the playground. Now we can kind of go out on our own. And that's what we're doing in our homes, right? But what they're testing that fence. They're going to go shake that fence a little bit, and they're going to climb on it and make sure it's really there and that it's really going to stay there. That's what they do. So that's...
And we want them to do that. We don't want them to all cluster in the middle of the playground and not feel safe, right? Right.
No. And so...
That's probably a good week for the next podcast, or one of the ones we do, is talking about kids want to feel safe and when they have too much power in their household.
Yes.
So they feel like, give me just 5 more minutes or give me just 10 more minutes, or like they want to be able to work mm-hmm. mom and dad and manipulate mom and dad. But when they're able to do that, it's mm-hmm. terrifying because mm-hmm. it's
That's
like,
right.
oh my gosh, I'm who's in charge here?
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
So
it's true in a classroom as well, right? I mean, we experience that at Vanguard,
yeah.
wanting to give them some autonomy, but yet having enough, you know, boundary or expectation mm-hmm. so that it feels safe, but freedom within, right?
Right.
And we see that play out with teachers. It's a really interesting thing that goes on throughout the year. Like, you'll see, you know, every teacher has a different teaching style. Teachers that are good at holding boundaries, the kids make so much noise. Oh, Miss blah, blah, blah is so tough and I don't like them. And always, who's your favorite teacher? Miss so-and-so.
Right.
Because it feels secure. You
right.
know what to expect when you go in that classroom.
Yeah. And it's consistent.
It's consistent, it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've covered...
Consequences.
So thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, I appreciate everyone listening, and feel free to reach out to Vanguard staff, to your level therapist, or any one of us if you have questions or want to talk further about this. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Vanguard Unpacked. If you would like more information, please visit us at vanguardprepschool.com.